with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guy Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL and the rest of the Michigan Talk Network. We are live and local from Ann Arbor to the snowy Traverse City and everywhere in between. But Barbecue Bob and I today are in the cozy studio in downtown Grand Rapids. And we're talking about deer camp. We just both got back. We had last week off, and we're kicking it in and had a lot of fun. Bob was actually successful, got a buck. I guess I have to get out of the cabin in order to get one, and I didn't do much of that. So,
You know, the best thing about finding that buck, I missed two last year. I don't need to listen to you for another year tell me how bad a shot I am. Thanks, by the way, shout out to Botak, Alan Bobbs, because I'm telling you, that baby drilled him. If you can see that picture I gave you of him hanging, I'm like 2 inches off of where I shot at 36 yards. Oh, and Bushnell, my laser rangefinder from Alan Bobbs. I went back to where the blood came out and shot my blind. It's 36 yards. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
I thought it was like 25.
And the 35-yard pin worked. It was spot on that Botak, man. Good for you.
Yeah, and I'd much rather be there. Now, my bud Ted went up there. He's up there today with Mikey Fiore, and Mikey's up in my stand, so I know they're having a good day. They saw a lot of deer last night.
Deer hunting is all about hanging with the buds. That's why I enjoy it. Clearly, if I don't get out in the woods, the reason I'm there is to cook and eat and hang with the buds. And I got one of my buds on the line right now. It's Cowboy Rob Russell. This is an expert on most everything grilled, and I've eaten his jerky more than once, and it's the best I've ever had. So if you've got venison and you want to make some jerky out of it, tune in right now. Here's
listen
the time
up,
to listen.
Yo.
What's up, Cowboy Rob? How are you?
Hey. You guys are pretty lucky. You know, we've got, like, no water in our ponds around here, and we've got that stagnant water in our deer dropping like flies around here. They've got that, I don't know what they call it, black tongue disease or whatever it is.
Yeah, it is, Rob. We had that in spots up here. There were certain counties that got hit pretty hard, and actually the one where we live in was one of them, but it was real spotty here.
EHT.
Yeah, right. And it's a hemorrhaging disease, right? It's a gnat or something that, like, bites them. Yeah.
Epizootic hemagogic.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know. I know I've been out 4 times, and you guys know where I hunt. We always see deer. I've never seen one deer this year.
Wow.
Yeah, that's too bad. But Barbecue Bob got one, and he's got some jerky meat. And I've eaten your jerky. I've watched you make it. And I'm like, we got to share that with the guys, because there's a lot of guys out there right now that have venison, because we do have deer here in Michigan. And they might be interested in learning a little bit about jerky. So help us out there.
Well, the first thing you got to do is you got to make sure you handle the carcass properly. And Bob and I have talked about handling carcass, getting it clean, because if you're going to smoke, if you're going to put your jerky in a dehydrator, then chances are your dehydrator is never going to get over 140 degrees, because they usually don't, and you'll never kill any bacteria on there. So if you're not using first thing you want to do is you want to use a cure, okay? An Insecure. It's a pink cure. You can get it. I'm sure Alan Bobs have it. But you want to use a cure and go by the directions. You want to evenly slice your jerky, and you want to slice it across the grain of the meat so it's not real stringy. You know how sometimes you get jerky and it's so stringy you can't even chew it. But if you evenly slice it, you slice it across the grain, and I prefer quarter inch thick, but, you know, if you want your jerky thicker and you want to slice it, you know, half inch, then go ahead and slice it all half inch, because one thing that will help you, help all of it get done evenly, okay?
That's a big tip right there, Rob. And I think that people, it's worth mentioning and making a point of it, is that don't put some thick, some thin on the same smoker, because some of it will get overdone or some of it will be underdone if you pull it all at the same time. So be consistent. You can make two batches. if you want to. Some thick, some thin, but cook all the same thickness at the same time.
And another thing that makes it easy, you know, I always, my venison is thawed out thoroughly before I start, but when I start slicing, I'll put it back in the freezer for about 30 minutes, and that 30 minutes will make it just rigid enough that when you get it out, you can slice it. It's a lot easier. You know, it's the difference between slicing a wet noodle and, you know, an apple. So that's a real good thing to do, and 30 minutes usually does it, no matter how big the piece of meat is. And, you know, if you're going to go on a smoker, some of the good woods to smoke with, probably one of the best I like is hickory. You can do an apple, pecan. I would stay away from the real, you know, the real harsh smoke woods like, that stuff they used in Texas.
Mesquite. Oh, quit picking on mesquite for crying out loud.
Oh, man.
You Kansas snobs are just ridiculous.
Yeah, yes, I know. But
I'm calling Danny. Yeah.
I will usually use my vacuum tumbler, and I just go for 20 minutes to marinate it, but most people don't have one of those, so, you know, give it 12 to 24 hours. It's not going to get mushy on you. It's not like chicken. You can go up to 24 hours.
Who makes that vacuum tumbler? It's made in Michigan. What's it called again?
What is the name of that? It's
like a Nesco or a Miko.
Revo.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's made right there in Michigan.
Yeah.
Probably Grand Rapids.
Very cool. No, it's over like in the Bay City area. Very cool device. About $249. I think you can buy them at Amazon. Probably Gander.
Yeah.
Very cool piece.
Great Christmas gift.
Mm-hmm.
For the guy who likes to make jerky, because that vacuum tumbler quickens the process on everything.
It's not just jerky. You can marinate anything that way quickly. You know, it eliminates the time. But go ahead, Rob. Thanks.
But, you know, you just make sure you get at least 12 hours. I usually will take my Instacure and mix it in. Like, if I'm using a liquid marinade, I'll use that, but I'll mix my Instacure in with my liquid marinade. That way it coats the jerky evenly, and I'll just go ahead and put all my spices in there at the same time. So everything's an even cure, and it's, you know, it comes out better that way, and you don't have to worry about it. If you want to throw your jerky up on a dash or your truck when you're driving, you know, it can sit there all day long.
Yeah.
One other thing you don't want to do when you're making jerky, you don't want any fat on it. You got to make sure you get all the silver skin and all the fat off, because that is the first thing that will turn rancid. So as lean as possible, cut all the fat off.
Interesting. Real interesting.
Yeah, and if you're going to get Instacure, find it wherever you're at. Go to a good meat shop or something, because your big chain stores very often will not have it. I had to substitute with the celery seed, celery powder and sea salt last night because I could not find Instacure.
Yeah, Morton's Tender Quick will work too, but... Do a little planning in advance. You're smoking. As you put a heavy smoke on that, that is going to protect you from a lot of bacteria.
Okay, Rob, we're out of time. We're on a hard break.
Okay,
we got to go, buddy.
Keep shooting.
Thanks so much.
All right, see you later.
Cowboy Rob Russell, Kansas.
Yeah, you got the gist, the bulk of that recipe. The thing is that get the cure on there, because then you can carry it in your hunting coat. You can put it on the dash of the truck, and that cure in there will keep it from going bad on you. Otherwise, if you don't use that, you really need to keep it refrigerated for most of the time until you just pick a piece out and eat it. So
yeah, good stuff.
Anyway, yeah, Rob Russell, an expert on that stuff. It's great that he's on our show. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit more about some jerky, and then we're going to pair some fall wines with some wild game. Bob went down to Lemon Creek Winery and had a conversation with him you won't want to miss. We're the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We'll be back.
The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.